It is Friday, June 29th, 2012. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
KUAF is supported by Ben Owens Shelter Insurance Agency, providing auto, home, and life insurance. 582-4990 for more information.
KUAF is supported by our contributing listeners and by Malco Theaters, offering birthday parties, special events, and group rates for individuals and businesses. More information available on the web at malco.com.
Ahead on Ozarks at Large, how 20 solar-powered boxes can create an interactive experience of art and sound. Antoinette will talk with the creator of Sunboxes.
And Kyle talks to our local food ambassador, Teresa Maurer, about the bounty at local farmers markets these final days of June. And in just a few minutes, artifacts from the country's earliest days are at Crystal Bridges.
First, elected officials, state agencies, and advocacy groups across Arkansas are evaluating yesterday's Supreme Court decision upholding the Obama administration's health care law. Governor Mike Beebe issued a cautious statement yesterday saying the state would study the court's ruling, but in the meantime, Arkansas's separate initiative to create cost savings and improve health care would continue. Arkansas Senator John Bozeman released a short video announcement. The Republican senator says he's disappointed in the decision, but he says he respects the court's opinion.
However, just because the court found the president's law to be constitutional does not mean that it's good policy. This will not change our efforts to repeal the law and put in place free market solutions that lower costs and allows a patient-centered approach to making healthcare decisions.
Meanwhile, the director of the Arkansas Department of Human Services, John Selig, says his agency is planning for an expansion of the number of Arkansans covered by Medicaid.
We have work going on right now. We in the insurance department kind of analyzing who those folks are who will be coming on Medicaid. We think the number will be around 250,000. And we'll do more analysis of the costs and benefits, but right now our planning continues for that expansion.
DHS oversees the state's Medicaid program, which may be expanded if the state decides to do so. John Selig says an immediate decision on expansion would come from the governor.
Also yesterday, the state did begin rolling out a new rewards-based health initiative focusing on quality and efficiency of care. DHS and private insurance companies are working together to help health care providers become more efficient. Representatives of QualChoice and Blue Cross Blue Shield joined John Selig, the director of DHS, for the announcement yesterday. He says something has to be done to make healthcare more efficient, no matter the future of coverage.
There are people who can't afford the coverage, whether it's businesses or families. So while the pressures are different for Medicaid and the private sector, all of us as payers realize that this system is not one that's going to continue to work if we keep the system that we have. And we see the problems big enough that it's not something that we can just kind of nibble around the edges and make it work for us. We've got to have a system that's more sustainable where we get really better bang for our buck.
John Selig says the new plan will be rolled out over the next 3 years and will be accomplished without reducing payments to physicians.
Today is the last day for Whirlpool in Fort Smith. The longtime manufacturing presence in the city announced this spring that it would cease operations on June 29th. The closure means the loss of more than 900 jobs, and as recently as 2006, the plant employed thousands of people. When the doors at the plant are closed, it will mark the end of a more than 45-year relationship between the company and the city.
The National Weather Service is issuing another heat advisory for western Arkansas and eastern Oklahoma this afternoon and evening. Highs in the Arkansas River Valley today will reach near 103, and highs in the region are expected to stay near or above 100 through at least Thursday, July 5th. Today's high in northwest Arkansas could reach 100 with weekend highs in the mid-90s.
Bella Vista and Fayetteville are on a list of suggested retirement spots on a list released this morning by the Wall Street Journal. The publication's Retire Here, Not There list picked four spots in Arkansas and singled out Fayetteville as a spot for retirees seeking what the journal calls an entrepreneurial encore career. Bella Vista was cited for its natural beauty and golf courses.
Former Arkansas Razorback Jeremy Scott is a member of the U.S. Olympic track and field team. He placed second in the pole vault yesterday, and he will be at the London Olympics in August.
The University of Arkansas's men's athletic teams finished in the top 10 of the Capital One Cup standing for the first time this year. The cup measures the country's best programs across several NCAA sports. Arkansas finished eighth, earning points for top 10 finishes in baseball, football, and for both the indoor and outdoor track and field teams. Arkansas's women's teams earned points for top 10 finishes in gymnastics and indoor track. That earned the women a 48th place finish in the Capital One Cup standings.